and welcome to Myth Monsters. My name is Erin, and I'll be your host for these little snack bite-sized podcasts on folklore and mythical monsters from around the world. These podcasts focus on the actual cryptids, folklore, and mythic monsters from global mythology, rather than focusing on the full stories of heroes and their big adventures. I'll also be dropping in some references that they have to recent culture, and where you can see these monsters represented in modern-day content, so that you can learn more and get as obsessed as I am about these absolute legends of the mythological world. It's April, if you can believe it. The year is going quite fast and we're heading into spring. We have started to cheer up and get a little bit warmer here in the UK, but I'm about to bring you right back down to focus on a demon from a much warmer place. Yes, this week we are heading over to Sri Lanka and looking at the king of graveyard demons, the Mahasona. It's not a place that we've ever visited on the podcast before, so I'm super excited to delve into something new, and I hope you are too. The Mahasona is a yaka, or a spirit or demon that is believed to haunt graveyards in Sri Lanka, looking for human prey to feast upon. He is believed to be 122 foot tall and has the head of either a wolf, bear, or tiger. It's believed that he has four eyes and four hands, red skin, and always carries a pike in one hand and a buffalo in the other, which he uses to feed himself with their blood. Gross. He is in charge of up to 30,000 demons and can utilize most demonic powers such as shapeshifting, possession, invisibility, and telepathy. He is always seen riding an animal, either a goat, horse, deer, sheep, or elephant, and can cause illness and disease with just his presence, most commonly cholera and dysentery. I mentioned as well that he's often found in graveyards, but he can also haunt large hills or cairns and really big hills, which he would then usually decorate with human corpses surrounding the area, or if it's kind of a burial mound, he would be haunting those kind of things as well. You can also find him on junctions where three roads meet, or crossroads, which is a pretty consistent place to meet demons or the devil himself, not only in Asian mythology, but also in pretty much all folklore across the world. So does he actually attack people? Yes he does. The Mahasona only kills at night and sneaks up invisibly on anyone who comes into the graveyard or his vicinity by either striking between or crushing the shoulder blades of the victim. When someone is killed by the Mahasona, it leaves a handprint-shaped burn on the victim between their shoulders, and if the victim is not killed, then they are possessed by him and used to get others to come to the graveyard to meet their untimely end. This monster is a little bit different from our usual stuff, and that's because the Mahasona is sometimes considered a god of demons, that is, kind of like a devil equivalent within the Sri Lankan culture. However, he's mostly known as the demon god which haunts the afterlife. And so actually, the idea is that if you bump into him, you're probably already dead, which is pretty spooky, and he'll just guide you off into the right place for the afterlife, stopping ghosts from haunting graveyards like this and moving them on to the next place. There is only one of Mahasona. He is a named demon. There is no other that will pop up around the globe, but you can also run into one of the demons he controls, which again are very much graveyard ghost type demons. Is there a way to avoid him or get rid of him? Well, kind of. It's to avoid these places, and if you ever do find yourself in one, just get an exorcism afterwards. You know, no big deal. There is a specific exorcism for this demon, which I think is quite cool. The exorcism is performed by dancers dressed as Mahasona, with traditional face masks of him as well. However, the Mahasona is not actually seen as benevolent during this, and the exorcist will actually joke, eat, play cards with the demon until morning, where he will then eventually leave his victim and carry on his haunting in the graveyard. Of course, he can choose to take the victim with him, and sometimes these exorcisms don't work. And as I said, sometimes if you are possessed by him, you might already be dead. So that's the kind of spooky part with this monster. In terms of etymology though, Mahasona means the greatest demon or god or demon of the cemetery in the Sinhalese language. Now, interestingly, Maha comes back as great. However, Sona doesn't actually come back as anything in particular in Sinhalese when I translate it. However, if there is a translation out there, please do let me know if you know it. But I can't find anything to specifically hone in on what Sona means in this context. So that's all I've got for you this week. It's actually a quite nice and simple etymology when you think about just being told it's the greatest demon. I think that's quite fun. In terms of history, though, we're not entirely sure how far this one goes back or where it comes from. However, what we do know is that the origin story of this monster and god goes back to the 1st century BC, with the story of Gotembara and Ritigala Jayasena. Ritigala Jayasena was originally a human who offended one of the great giant lords, Gotembara, in a drunken stupor by insulting his wife and ended up in a fistfight with him. Gotembara decapitates Jayasena with a single kick, and the body is then moved to a graveyard, headless, of course. Then a deity called Wesamuni takes pity on him and tries to revive him before his body goes cold. Now, in their hurry, they can only find a bear's head, and he accidentally puts it on backwards. The local populace are horrified of the monster, so much so that they actually become sick and ill. And considering the body was in a graveyard, the idea of these two things coming together creates the monster we know and love today, and also puts in this idea that this backward-heads monstrosity monster that's been raised from the dead lives in graveyards and makes you immensely ill when you see it. So that's where this whole origin kind of comes from. The weird thing is, that's about it for its history and origin. There's actually very little about this monster on official record. However, it is still very respected as a demon of graveyards to this day in Sri Lanka, who have a really amazing history with their gods and demons, or Yaka. But yeah, it's a short and sweet one this week for their origin and history, but I hope you enjoyed it either way. But now onto modern media. There's not really much, as you can probably guess, if I'm honest with you. It's a tricky one this week. However, what I've done is I've put some ghostly graveyard events and beings in here for you. So if you're interested in graveyard hauntings, these are your kind of things that you're going to look out for. For art, there is a singular classic portrait of Mahasona, which I used in the marketing this week for this episode. But I have no idea who the artist is. I have no idea where it's from. It's quite old. And actually, in terms of independent stuff, there's a real lack this week. So if you're an artist, get out there and draw Mahasona. It's a good opportunity. You've got a niche. So as much as I really advise all the time to look at independent stuff, I really struggled to find some myself. So if you find some, send it through. In movies, though, we have Watership Down, Death Screams, Pet Sematary, Freddy vs. Jason, Friday 13th Part 6, Jason Lives, Gates of Heaven, Hocus Pocus, Night of the Living Dead, Plan 9 from Outer Space, The Paranormal Diaries Clop Hill, Return of the Living Dead, Return of the Scarecrow, and Return of the Vampire. For TV, we have Yu-Gi-Oh!, Ojimajo Doriemi, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Charmed, Supernatural, Night and Day, The Twilight Zone, Invader Zim, SpongeBob SquarePants, The Simpsons, Samurai Jack, and Captain N, The Game Master. In video games, we have ones such as Mahasona, which is actually about the demon we're talking about. It's the rare thing that we have this week, just the one. The Legend of Zelda, Kingdom Hearts, Haunted Halloween 85, Ginger Beyond the Crystal, Ghost Control Inc., Left 4 Dead, Last Half of Darkness, Pokemon, Luigi's Mansion, Lego Dimensions, Princess Maker 2, Resident Evil 3, Shantae, Torchlight 2, Twin Calibur, White Noise Online, Total Distortion, and Sydney Hunter and the Shrines of Peril. And my book recommendation this week is Folk Tales of Sri Lanka by Hannah Lea for some general Sri Lankan folklore, if you're interested in this part of the world and its mythology. Or you can go deeper into the demons specifically and look at A Celebration of Demons, Exorcism and the Aesthetics of Healing in Sri Lanka, by Professor Bruce Kapferer, which actually goes over the Mahasona quite intensely and that exorcism ritual that we talked about. So I do really recommend that one too. Now it's time for Do I Think They Existed? Well, considering this is a godly being, Who am I to 100% say this doesn't exist or it does? This is always a tricky one whenever we kind of get to the godly stage of these monsters, and we're going to struggle a lot with Aztec stuff, I think, as well. And it's always tricky when it's more ingrained into a folklore and culture like this one, but I really do love trying to answer this question. I love the idea of a monster haunting a graveyard and the realms of the afterlife, and I think they're really realistic in terms of ghosts and demons. And I certainly think the origin story of this monster backs that up. Although you won't catch me in a graveyard on a normal day, let alone one where I can be killed by a demon who snaps my shoulders. I don't want that. I really do like this monster though. I wish that there were more graveyard demons that have nothing to do with actual death gatekeeping or vampires. It's a really fun one. Although you can kind of look into this monster and say, is this maybe the first person that greets you when you die? Who knows? Maybe you have to have your shoulders snapped to fit through a door. You know, who knows at this point? But what do you think? Did the Mahasona roam the graveyards of Sri Lanka? Let me know on Twitter. I would love to know what you think. It's a great monster this week. I really enjoyed touching on a new mythology and culture as well. And I really love touching on the godly side of monsters. It's always a bit risky, but of course, when it's not like a mainline religion, you can kind of go into this kind of stuff. So it's definitely interesting, and I really enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Next week, we're heading back over to Scandinavia for the first time in ages. And you know me, if you've been listening for a while, I absolutely love looking at Scandinavian and Norse mythology. So I'm really looking forward to this one. And we are looking at the wonderful musical Fossegrim. Bring your fiddles next Thursday for this fantastic friendly water spirit. I know I certainly will. It's super exciting. I'm just buzzing for this one. Now is also a really great time to tell you that I've got quite a busy guesting month this month. So keep an eye out on my social media for anything to do with my guestings. So I'll be on Movies to Drink To with my wonderful uni friend Lauren to talk about a movie. I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but it's something mythology based, so you're going to love it. I'm also then guesting on Em's Book and Cats podcast to talk about my book and generally the podcast in general. It's more of a talking about me, Erin, which is kind of strange, but if you're interested in that and me, I suppose, please tune in when they come out. I will keep you informed on social media about when they come out too. So exciting. For now though, thank you so much for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give it a rating on the service you are listening on. I've got the Twitter for any questions or suggestions on what monsters to cover next, and I'd really love to hear from you. The social media handles for TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram are Myth Monsters Podcast, and the Twitter is Myth Monsters Pod. But all of our content can always be found at mythmonsters.co.uk. And you can also find us on Good Pods, Buy Me a Coffee, and Patreon if you want to help me fund the podcast too. Come join the fun though, share this with your pals. They might love me as much as you do. But for now, stay spooky, and I'll see you later, babes.